Breakfast Briefing on News Talk
with Super Value Car and Home Insurance. Insurance that rewards you at supervalue.ie/insurance.
Well, there's one story dominating the Irish Examiner, the Irish Independent and the Times Ireland edition this morning, and that's health. According to the Irish Independent, their headline today, Christmas is cancelled for doctors and nurses. In the Times Ireland edition, health staff told to take leave at Christmas. And also in the Irish Examiner, Varadkar calls for drastic measures in winter HSE plan. This is the story. Frontline workers will be expected to work what's described as full whack over the Christmas period to try and avoid delays and overcrowding in the health system. They were comments from the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar in the Dáil yesterday. And amid warnings, basically, that more than 100,000 people will have waited on trolleys this year, the Taoiseach said that nurses, consultants and diagnostic specialists, particularly in emergency department staff as well, will be expected to curtail their leave during the Christmas period. Now, Leo Varadkar identified a period over the festive season when hospitals were, what he described, effectively closed for 7 of 12 days, and said that this would have to change this year. Now, in reaction to that, last night, Beaumont Hospital A&E consultant Patrick Gilligan, who's warning that hospitals will run out of beds for 1,000 patients as the trolley crisis also peaks, said that the Taoiseach was looking for an easy scapegoat. In the Irish Independent, Patrick Gilligan, in a statement, said that the Taoiseach was criticising people who provide the service rather than the real problem, which is a lack of beds. And Mr Gilligan said that he is suggesting, that Leo Varadkar is suggesting, that there's overcrowding because staff take leave entitlement, and he said that is completely wrong. Now, also too, in reaction further to that story in the Irish Examiner today, Leo Varadkar suggested that drastic measures were now needed, of course, as this HSE's winter plan, he says, doesn't work. His intervention comes as well, as you heard there in the news bulletin, as the health service staff face severe disruption with up to 500 ambulance personnel withdrawing from overtime from today, and nurses also preparing to vote now for an all-out strike action. We want to know what you think of that. Is it a good idea? Let us know. Do you think that doctors and nurses should be told that they can't actually take annual leave over the Christmas period during that festive season, particularly around that 12-day period as Leo Varadkar describes, where he says hospitals are effectively closed? 53106 at a cost of 30 cents. If you want to let us know your view on that, you can also get us on Twitter at BreakfastNT as well. To the Irish Times this morning, they have a different lead story. UK Cabinet could agree to backstop review deal. Theresa May's Cabinet could meet later on actually this week to sign off on the proposal for a review mechanism to determine how Britain could exit a backstop after Brexit. And Theresa May told ministers yesterday, of course, that she wanted a withdrawal deal with the EU as soon as possible, but not at any price. Of course, that being the key part. And EU negotiators believe that there must be movement on this backstop by the end of this week if there's going to be a special summit to approve the withdrawal deal during the November period. There's lots of commentary, editorial commentary and analysis right across the papers too today on those comments from Theresa May yesterday. You can read more about that in the broadsheets as well this morning. To the tabloids today, to the Daily Mirror first this morning. Hunt for murdered woman. This relates, of course, to the story of a missing woman, Geirdre Raguchetat, who was last seen on May 29th at 11 a.m. with two men. Gardaí yesterday held a press conference, then searched a house in Laytown in County Meath, where she was last seen in the locality. And there's more actually coverage of that story as well right across all of the tabloids, it has to be said, today too. To the Irish Sun, the Herald and also to the Star this morning, they're all leading with the same story. Life for body in canal, horror, killer took our future, and worst thing was hearing our son was torso in suitcase. Those are the headlines from across the tabloids. This relates to the story of Kenneth O'Brien. And yesterday, a Dublin man was jailed for life after being found guilty of murdering his friend Kenneth in January 2016. Paul Wells Sr. of Barnamore Park in Finglas dismembered Kenneth O'Brien's body afterwards before dumping him in the Grand Canal. And there's more details on that story actually across all of the tabloids as well today too. To the Daily Mail next. Their headline headline this morning: "Give us power to arrest bail thugs." This is a story actually we were only talking about here on News Talk Breakfast just last week, and in the wake of a disturbing rape case in which a man broke court conditions, Gardaí now want law reformed, and they're pushing for tough new powers to arrest offenders who breach their bail conditions without having to first go to court. And there's more details in that story by Sean Dunn, their social affairs correspondent, in the Daily Mail today, and we want to know your view on that. Do you think that's a good idea? Should there be new powers to arrest offenders who breach bail conditions? 53106 at a cost of 30 cent. There's a number of other stories as well I just want to flag with you today. In The Sun, page 11, dog fines fouled up. A Dublin city councillor claims that not enough has actually been done to tackle dog fouling in the streets of Dublin. New figures show that just 131 fines for dog littering were handed out between 2014 and 2017, with only 82 of those fines actually being paid. 4 fines have been handed out this year, and Councillor Patrick Costello called for more to be done to tackle this issue. Also in the British Telegraph actually this morning, their front page, they've an interesting story: child screen time now linked to 12 deadly cancers and short-sightedness, and that's a warning from scientists in the UK. And this is after a global review by the World Cancer Research Fund found that rising exposure to smartphones, tablets and gaming consoles in childhood is driving long-term weight gain, identified as one of the key causes of cancer. And the new analysis looked at 80 studies involving more than 200,000 people in order to examine the causes of rising obesity, and identified screen time in childhood as one of the chief culprits. We'll take one other story actually for it this morning. I'm sure you'll hear about this later today. It's in the Herald and it's on page 8. Single use tops the list of the most used new words. Single use has apparently been named Word of the Year by the Collins Dictionary in its annual list of new words. And the word refers apparently to products, often plastic, that are used only once, that are thrown away. Of course, you'll often hear about this in any conversation or discussions about recycling. Other words to make the list this year: gaslight, apparently to manipulate others, often romantic partners. Gammon, which is apparently an insult to describe middle-aged white pro-Brexiteer supporters. White wish, criticism about causing white for casting white actors as characters from ethnic stories. And plogging, which is apparently combining jogging and picking up litter. That was definitely a new one to me this morning. I wasn't aware of that. Those are the stories making the headlines this Wednesday morning. Still to come, as the Democrats are set to retake the US House, the Republicans will keep the Senate.
Breakfast Briefing.
Crossing live on Washington, D.C.
With Super Value Car and Home Insurance. Insurance that rewards you at supervalue.ie/insurance.